Your Lori Dubose, as we welcome Fairhope City Council President Corey Martin into the studio for Community Contact. Good morning, Corey, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning, Lori. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you. Good, Staying warm. 38 degrees out there. Isn't that crazy? We were 70 degrees one day and 38 another.
Yeah, if you're visiting down here, you have to be careful.
So tonight's Fairhope City Council meeting is at 6 p.m. in Council Chambers. Our work session is at 4:30. Anything from the work session you want to mention before we move on to the agenda? I know the work session and then the agenda meeting, which immediately follows, is where a lot of discussion takes place. So I encourage folks to tune in to those meetings, either in person or online at the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel.
So, yeah, the work session, we have a pretty meaty subject today as far as our availability certificates or certifications. We have something that we're talking about to where we have people outside the corporate limits as far as their sewer coming in to develop and getting applications for their sewer. We're speaking on not allowing that availability because of infrastructure and the need for infrastructure as we continue to go. You know, this thing is moving as far as people coming down and developing, which we love growth, we love opulence at times, but we have to have smart growth. So we're at a place now to where, you know, if you're coming in and you're outside of the city limits, mm-hmm. meaning that your pay-in is not the same, okay, then we're holding off on the availability or speaking about holding off on the availability of certificates, which is it's going to be a juicy topic. That's going to be a good conversation.
So what you're saying is a developer could want to develop, which is not in your control. It's the county's control for the subdivision. But when it comes to running sewer, if Fairhope Public Utilities is the only choice, you might say no.
That's what it looks like. That's what we're talking about. Outside the corporate limits, okay? Outside of the corporate limits. You know, you can't continue to rob Peter to pay Paul. At some point, you have to say no as a parent. You hurt you, but you have to say no sometime. And that's just the right thing to do. And that's where we are right now until we can continue to do some more feasibility studies and see what it would look like for us to generate that particular population of people outside of that corporate limit demographic.
But tonight, this is a discussion of doing so.
This is in the work session. That's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about this in the work session now. And so it's in the work session. It's on the agenda, I believe, as well.
Yes.
But we will talk about it in the work session first and then go through it. And it's on the last of the agendas at the back, I believe.
Okay.
Because the later numbers.
I don't think I can.
You'll see a big paragraph somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, it's on the plate tonight in both arenas, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and that has quite a few implications to it. So we'll wait, and after that discussion, and we will see what happens.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that you know. Sewer has, in our history, let's be honest, we've had a lot of SSOs, we've had a lot of overflows, and, you know, it becomes a capacity issue, how much we can hold. Now, we're doing some upgrades as well. You'll see Krebs is on here as well to speak to us in the work session and on the agenda to continue upgrading and using the constituents' tax dollars' monies to increase our capacity as far as our wastewater system and sewer is concerned. But in the meantime, while we're doing that, we have to pump our brakes a little bit with the development that we have coming outside of our corporate limits.
Number 18, that until further notice and until feasibility studies are completed, the City Utility Department will not issue availability certificates for sewer service to new applicants outside the corporate limits of the City of Fairhope. Are there other sewer services that can easily step in? How does that work? I mean, you've got to put pipes underground. I wouldn't.
Yeah, we're going to get some legal conversations about that. I believe there is some territorial things with the sewer where certain people cannot cross our lines. and things of that nature. But those are the type of discussions that we have to have about sewer and water as far as our infrastructure is concerned, because you don't want other people to step in and take your business. And that's a big deal, especially for future generations, because we lean on our that we own our own utilities, and that's why Fairhope is very prosperous as far as the city is concerned. One of the reasons.
Okay, let's go back to the top of the agenda. A final adoption of a zoning ordinance amendment. This is 404 Oak Avenue, a tiny little 0.18 acre. Is that a misprint? Is it 0.18 acre?
I don't know the actual plat on that.
Is it on there, right there?
Yeah, it's on here. It's somewhere.
It says second meeting in a row. It says 0.18 acre. I can't imagine anything, but you say it's a restaurant.
There's some extensions with the setbacks and things of that nature that they will have to do that would increase that acreage, I believe. But right now, it's right when you turn the corner across from the museum.
You mean the art center?
The art center, excuse me. Art center, museum. Art center, excuse me. Right when you turn the corner, if you're coming north on Section and you take a right on Oak, it's that house sitting right there. It's a house that sits right there on your right-hand side. Boom, right there.
That was the boutique hotel property. It's behind that.
Right past where they're putting the boutique. House sitting there.
Okay.
That house is an older home. So some of the things you want to think about is kind of, you know, keeping that, you know, that look, that character. So just rezoning, you have some constituents concerned about rezoning that and to put it in a situation to where the character could change in that area.
Your historic preservation.
It's not here yet.
Ordinance is not passed yet.
It's not here yet. So therefore, you have to be careful about just rezoning, because that's also a protection or a layer of protection to where that could change the mystique of that area for the conditionals or uses that they could do.
Y'all are treading some dangerous water, changing mystique of an area. Have you driven down Fig Avenue and looked at a mansion next to a cottage?
I'm talking about the character of that situation. But you have to think about all those things, you know. That's the conversation.
Okay.
You know, I'm just one, and I'm telling you what the conversation is in the air right now.
So
just in general, you have to be really methodical about rezoning. Okay, just in general. So that'll be a conversation, and that'll be something that we talk about and vote on tonight.
Okay. Next,
where that gets rezoned, because you could keep it at a B4, and have some things to where it's conditional. Where you can change the uses or amend it. We have that power, but we keep it at a B4 zoning. You know, so we're not trying to retard what the opportunist is trying to do.
So what's the difference between a B4 and a B2?
The uses. And there's a uses table here, and the uses are very different. If you look at the uses, you know.
Which I'm sure we can find online.
Yeah, you can find the uses online, but that's the difference. If you look at the uses and the conditional uses, you'll see the difference.
Okay.
One, you know, you can put an automobile station there. But we're not going to put an automobile station there.
Like an
automobile repair station.
Oh, okay.
But you don't want an automobile repair station there, right? So you have to restrict that, and you have to think about those things when you're rezoning. You never know. 20 years down, somebody may try to put an automobile repair. So you have to think like that is the issue at hand. So that's what we're talking about.
Let's move on before we run out of time.
Okay.
The next one is an annexation, which the city loves, right? When folks annex into the city, it increases our revenue, and you have some control over the property use. 4.66 acres on Gaffer Avenue Extension. Do you expect that to be approved?
I expect that to be approved. I don't think there's any issues or any conversation with that.
I am seeing a lot of engineering services on this agenda. Number 8, a contract with Watermark Design for professional architectural and engineering services for the Fairhope Municipal Pool Rehabilitation. Phase 2 design, $170,000. This is to design a remodel of our Fairhope pool, but not construct it, correct?
This is one of the phase of, let me make sure.
It says phase two, design correct. Documentation.
It's in here. So what we have here, yes, is the design. Yep, and so you have the architectural, structural, and building envelopment design services as well. So all of these are design services.
So what are we doing to the pool? I knew it was going to get a facelift, but...
Yeah, the pool, actually, if you really want to talk about it, it's some large numbers. That pool needs help. That pool needs help. There's a climate problem in the pool that we struggle with. You know, we need our doors to our doors to raise up and down. And so to control the temperature of the water, the swimmers take that real seriously. And so does, you know, our swimmers with our kids, because you have to be careful for overheating, you know, and hypothermia, all those different things when you're putting people in the water, especially children and the elderly, the young and the older. So, you know, the actual negative pressure, the ventilation, all those things have been a problem for us because of the antiquity of our situation as far as the structural envelope and the things that we have as far as mechanical, electrical, and plumbing.
I'm guessing in that building was built in the 70s, right?
It's the 70s, 80s, late 70s, early 80s is what I'm understanding, I believe. 78, something like that, 80. Yeah, long time ago. Long time ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's just time for uplift. It's time for it to be you know, renovated and given some love, if I would say. Yes, ma'am.
Let's look at 9 and 10. This has to do with consulting services for FEMA Public Assistant Management Service. Utilities damage and what is that?
This is just another contract. Every year during this winter time or during the storm times, we have to have somebody that we associate with FEMA to handle our all of our claims, to bring grant money back in if we have a storm, to do our repairs. They assess our buildings. They do any and everything that comes with handling a disaster from a storm. They do cleanup. So all of those things would go through this company. And this is typical. We you know, when the last, I can't remember the company that we had the last time, but they were excellent because they were the ones that handled all the organization with the county and us for the tree pickup.
Well, I know we have the disaster recovery team that actually does the work.
This is all of that.
FEMA Public Assistant Management Services.
Yes.
Seems different. Okay. And it is. It says the cost will be determined if it is activated at the time of disaster. So it's a just in case.
It's a just in case. Now, they have hourly rates in there for the engineers, but that's a question that we will ask. That's our job as council to ask those questions. What does that mean? I don't like when they say the cost will be talked about at a later date.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like an open, you know, so.
And speaking of cost for engineering, on page 2, there are 4 resolutions totaling about $1 million for engineering services.
Where is this?
Number 12, engineering services for Section Street resurfacing in the Central Business District, about $60,000. Number 13, professional engineering services for Force Sewer Main Upgrade, not to exceed $530,000. That's part of the infrastructure.
Yeah, that's the infrastructure.
Sure.
That's Krebs. Yeah.
Engineering services for lead service line inventory and compliance, $77,000, and professional engineering services for wastewater treatment plant headwork, $350,000. Would you like to address? I mean, I know some of those are typical for what the infrastructure project you've been doing. So, Restore money will pay for some of these.
Some of it is Restore. I'm gonna go back and see which one you started with. What number did you start with? 12?
Number 12. I don't think that would be, because it's Section Street resurfacing, and I know we already had a contractor that's supposed to do the repaving.
Repaving,
is this an addition to
number 12? Number 12 is Gresham. I think the last conversation was to go out and seek them, and now we've actually sought them, and we're now hiring them
to do
the design. This is a service to come in and look at the road, to do a preliminary roadway assessment, a roadway design plan, and to have a utility coordinator. As we go through with the paving and design of the roads in our, I think it goes from Fails to Oak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So that's what that is. You know, the engineering costs, you have to pay attention to them, but that's what the cost is today. And right now we've been getting our heads knocked off with the engineering cost. Usually it's 10 to 15% of the total cost of what we're doing. So you have to pay attention to those numbers as well to make sure you're standing in that ballpark.
All right, let's skip on to number 18, and there it is. We already discussed it. That will be up for a vote tonight on whether or not that you might basically put a moratorium on issuing sewer service outside of the city limits until there's been some study on the issue.
Yes, until we know exactly what it looks like and what that would do to our infrastructure and how it would affect us coming downhill.
Thank you. I think a lot of residents are going to be pleased to hear this.
Yes.
Back when we were knee-deep in the middle of the water shortage, it was like, well, why are we continuing to provide it if we don't have enough for us first?
You know? Amen.
Number 19, approve the procurement of lights and poles for the Greeno Road median between Sportsman's Marine to Highway 104, $295,000. I don't guess I realized that was part of the city's responsibility. That's not an Eastern Shore Metropolitan Transit Authority expense.
We always try to go and try to have other people partnership with things like this, with projects like this. And here, I don't see any spoken word, and I would have to talk to the supervisor or the superintendent of the electric systems to see if there's any share cost in this particular project. But right here, I'm not seeing any.
You don't see any?
I'm not seeing any.
And then the next one, number 20, of procuring, I can't say that word, buying weathering steel poles, $283,000. But that's not the same as the light poles. These are utility poles, correct?
These are utility poles for our 46K loop. It kind of finishes the project with our substation on Morphy.
Okay.
And so, yes, this will kind of a continuation of that process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for New Year's Eve, pyrotechnic shooter, a fire company will be hired for not to exceed $12,000 to shoot off our fireworks. Our fire department used to do that, but there's some law that says they can't now.
They have to be certified, Laura.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, and to put them through a certification, it cost us a whole lot more money and time, and then we couldn't find anybody as far as our volunteer firemen that wanted to go through the certification as well. You can't force them, so that's what that was,
right?
Or is.
I know they used to enjoy putting on the event for us.
They did, but now they're making them certified, and you have to be certified.
Okay.
Which I understand.
And the next one is the band for New Year's Eve Music Garden for $8,500. Does that include stage and whatnot, or is that just for the band?
As far as I know, that's everything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the total. That's the price.
Okay.
And I think we have people in the city that help with the staging and the electro and the setup. So that's some stuff that we can do as well.
Music Garden is a booking agency that provides all styles of bands. So maybe they're going to select the band for you.
Yeah, and that's a page question. We'll you know.
Okay.
They probably went through a third party to find someone that's available. That's what it looks like.
Okay. All right, and there's also an executive session to discuss the consideration the city is willing to offer or accept when considering the purchase, sale, exchange, lease, or market value of real property. And I know you can't really talk too much about that because it's executive session.
Yeah, I mean, it reads exactly what, similar to what we're talking about.
Anything else, Corey, that you'd like to mention on or off the agenda?
No, we, the same thing that we're talking about with our sewer, we will talk about with all of our infrastructure, including our water and things like that, come to be, because it only makes sense, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So
all at once.
Just want to put that.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Laura, I appreciate you.
Fairhope City Council President Corey Martin, and you are so welcome. We appreciate you being here. Generally, the second and fourth Monday, following preceding the council meetings, and then Mayor Sherry Sullivan is here the second and fourth Tuesday morning after the meetings.